Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast smart entrepreneurs listen to every day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's episode, you will learn how to feel good about your decisions. As entrepreneurs, as leaders of our business, we make decisions day in and day out. It's the number one thing we do. We make hundreds of decisions a week, but many of us beat ourselves up and agonize if we're making the right decisions. We wonder what if. We wonder if it's going to pan out. We worry that maybe the decisions are not the best option. Maybe there were other options. In today's lesson, I want to share with you what I do to make sure I can rest my head on my pillow and feel good about my decisions and know I've done everything I can to make the right decision. This doesn't mean I never make the wrong decision, and we'll talk about what to do when you make the wrong decision, but it means that I do everything I can to make sure I've gave it my all to make the right decision and I feel good about it. I don't beat myself up, I don't have anxiety about it, and I keep moving forward. I want to share with you how in today's lesson, so let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Step one in making a decision is to make time to make the decision. Often we rush making decisions. We don't give it the right time. We don't even schedule it. This is very important when it's a critical decision, when there's money on the line, when there is opportunity on the line, where time that is going to be spent in effort or travel or whatever it is. So make sure you make time to make a decision, whether it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, it doesn't matter. But you need to make time. You also need to make it time bound, meaning that you need to set limits to how long you're going to spend making the decision, as well as when you're going to make the decision. So you might say, hey, I'm going to spend 1 hour. By next week, I'll have a decision. You don't have to do it immediately, but you have to put in an hour somewhere before next week so you can feel good about, hey, I'm making this decision. I'm planning to do it. And I know a decision will be made and action will be taken by next week. Next, you have to make sure you have all the information you need to make a good decision. Some of us, we just rush a decision without all the information. We just kind of flip a coin basically in our head and say, let's do it. Let's go for it. But hey, let's find out if we have all the information. Whether you're making a hire and need to call up some references, or you're deciding if you should go to that conference that costs $1,000 plus hotel plus travel. Do you have all the information? Do you know somebody who's gone to that conference? Do you know if there are any reviews or discussions on Quora or video reviews on YouTube? Gather information so you have what you need to make a decision. Because at the end of the day, you can only make a decision based on what you know. And really, that's what you should make decisions on, based on facts, or first principles as it's called. What do you know for sure? Too many of us make decisions on how we feel, and that's very risky. That's how 3-year-olds make decisions, right? Literally, children make decisions based on how they feel. If we did that every day, then we probably wouldn't get a lot done because we won't feel like doing the hard stuff. So gather the facts so you can make decisions based on what you know. Next, explore options. Are there alternative options to this decision? If we go back to this conference idea, are there other conferences you rather invest this money and time? Are there other options? Are there different kinds of tickets? If you're going purely for networking, maybe you just go to the after parties or just be in that city while that conference is going on. What are other options that you have when it comes to this decision? Outline them, write them down. Next, you're going to make a selection from one of those options, right? You're going to do a cost-benefit analysis. How much is this going to cost you? Time, money, effort, opportunity cost. If you're doing this, then you're not doing something else versus what you're going to get. The benefit, the rewards, the result. Which one of these options have the benefit outweighing the costs? Next, decide on how you're going to implement this decision. What's your plan for implementing this? How are you going to do this? When are you going to do this? And then lastly, take action. Take the first step to fulfilling or following through with this decision. You also have to communicate this decision if it involves other people. If you have a team, of course, they're going to help you out with implementing this decision. Let them know what you've decided, the rationale, and get going. You don't have to walk through the whole process of how you came to this decision, but you can tell them a little bit of the why or the benefits of doing this task or going ahead with this decision. After I go through all these steps, I often feel a sense of calm, a sense of reassurance that, hey, I've done everything I can to make sure I'm making the right decision. And it's based on facts, it's based on information, it's based on the options that I've presented to myself. Now, this can be used also for tough decisions, not just opportunities like firing an employee or killing one of your products or services. Decision making is a skill, so the more you do it and you go through this process, the better you're going to get out of it. Now, remember, not all your decisions are going to pan out to be right. You're going to make the wrong decision sometimes, and that's okay. That's part of the game. What you want to do is that every time you make a decision, whether the result is positive or negative, do a postmortem. And this could be a few seconds, a few minutes, and ask yourself, is this a good result? Yes. Okay, why is it a good result? How do we get to this result? What are some decisions that we made that resulted in this result, right? But the same thing with if you have a negative result, okay? What you're trying to do here is trying to prevent making the same mistake twice. It's okay to make mistakes, but not the same mistake twice, okay? Let's try to prevent that.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the year is here. It's Way Day. Right now, you can score up to 80% off at Wayfair. Save on sofas and cookware, dining sets and rugs and beds, wall art, bar cards, floor lamps, ceiling fans, home decor, all things outdoor, and way more. All up to 80% off right now. Plus, everything ships free. And flash deals are launching all Way Day long. Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year. Shop Way Day right now, May 6th at Wayfair.com.
Every style, every home.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
To wrap up today's lesson, I want to touch on a few other things when it comes to making decisions. Even with the game plan I gave you today, it's still going to feel a little bit, I hope I'm making the right decision. I hope this is good. But it gets better and better the more you make decisions. And understand, business is like anything else in life. Any sport, any activity, any craft, any art. The more you do it, the more you understand what works, what doesn't, what's beautiful, what's not beautiful. For example, I've been playing basketball all my life. As a kid, I played basketball, loved it. I watch it. I study it. And I know a good decision on the basketball court versus a bad decision. And it doesn't mean I don't make mistakes sometimes or make the wrong decision or the wrong pass. But it means that because I'm so familiar with it, I've been doing it for so long, making decisions, that I instinctively know what's the right thing to do. Same thing goes with business. The more you do it, the more you're going to understand in your bones what to do. It's going to be second nature, but give yourself a chance to build that skill. Thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. If you love what you hear, hit subscribe right now on whatever you use to listen to podcasts, whether it's Spotify or Stitcher Radio or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on them all. By hitting subscribe, you have access to over 1,400 business lessons. And the only way to get access is to hit subscribe, so do that right now. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. I'm not here to tell you that decision-making is a piece of cake. No, it has its challenges, but we can do what we can to make sure we are doing our best when it comes to making decisions. We have work to do. We have other things to focus on. Don't let your mental energy be drained by the what-ifs of your decisions. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode for Your Right Friday. I'll see you then. Take care.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.